My first guest can be seen in the epic film, everyone's talking about it, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, which opens December 19th. Please welcome Elijah Wood. Very sincerely, congratulations. I know you were here a few years ago and
back in the faculty days.
That's right, you were promoting another movie, and this thing, people were talking about it like this is the second coming. This is huge, this movie.
It's scary.
Is it scary? Why?
It is a little bit. I've never been a part of anything so massive, so
yeah.
You know, I'm used to smaller pictures. So they're talking like next Star Wars for this. So.
Right, and also they did something very unusual. They shot three of the pictures at the same time.
The same time. 16 months I was in New Zealand.
You were shooting this for 16 months, three, and it's kind of risky to say, we know this is going to be so good, we're making three of them at once.
I know, right? Well, it's all banking on the first one, so if the first one fails, then we're screwed.
Well, it won't. But just so you know, Pauly Shore made three biodomes when he made... He did. He made biodomes.
Are they all locked away in a vault?
You were leading me for a second. He was like, dude, this is going all the way.
Biodome.
No, but this is... You made this thing, it's huge. Have you seen the movie?
I've seen the first one, yeah, three times now.
You've seen it three times?
Yeah, I love it more and more.
Do you jump up and point and say, that is me?
That's Frodo!
I was looking at clips today, and it's obviously part of your character. Mm. You have giant feet. Like, is it digitally? I mean, I don't know how they did this. Did they digitally put giant feet on you? Because
No, actually, every morning at 5 a.m, they put these prosthetics on my feet that were a little larger than mine. I had to stand up at 5 a.m. while they glued it on, so...
Really? They glued fake feet to your real feet?
Yes, they did.
What a freak show.
I know, right? And then they put a little wig lace on top to make them hairy, because hobbits have hairy feet.
It was weird, because it reminded me, when I first started to have my growth spurt, I swear to God, like, I was like 15 years old, my feet grew first.
And you had your
And I had like this little body, right? And I had like clown feet, and I walked around.
Oh,
and
nice.
People mocked me and played circus music wherever I went.
Oh, that's nice.
So did you get to keep these feet? Are you going to use them?
I didn't. They actually go bad. If you let them have too much air after a while, they start smelling like urine.
I'm glad I followed this line of questioning.
This isn't good, right?
I could have let it go, but I'm like, tell us more of these magic feet.
Hey, it's good for this summer night. Come on.
Now, you shot this in New Zealand, is that right?
In New Zealand, yeah.
In New Zealand. And you got really close to the other cast members, isn't that right?
I did, yeah. I mean, we became a real fellowship. The fellowship is represented in the film. It's basically this group of people that follow Frodo on his journey.
Right.
And I made some of the best friends of my life on this. We actually all got tattoos to kind of mark the journey, so...
That's also what Pauly Shore did on Biodome.
Did he? As well? Yes.
He's got a big Biodome tattoo.
Right.
It's terrible taking it off. what would you guys do? What is there to do in... you were probably in a little town a lot of the time in New Zealand. What was there to do? Did you have any fun?
Well, we went surfing quite a lot, actually. We all took up surfing. I got my own, you know, wetsuit, surfboard, all that sort of thing. We did that quite a lot. Went to the bars, you know.
Right.
The hobbits basically spent most of the time together. We had the closest relationship.
So really, all the actors who played hobbits... actually hung out together,
yes,
and said, it's us hobbits against the rest of the people in this movie?
And we referred to ourselves as hobbits as well. We were the closest.
Really?
Always
you referred to your, like, hey, hobbits, let's go get some booze.
Yeah. What did you do last night? All of us and, you know, me and the hobbits, we went out. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Maybe too much time in New Zealand, yeah.
Too much time in Middle Earth. I think it became too real for us.
Well, that's scary.
It was like a big D&D game that you become too obsessed with.
Well, probably,
you know?
People that play Dungeons & Dragons really get to that level of believing that they are the person.
Totally, yeah.
No offense to them, because they're probably most our viewers. What was he saying about us? I'll rob his magic gold. Now, I heard that while you were there shooting this film, you and the other hobbits decided to go visit the Star Wars set, which was nearby. Is that true?
That's right. Yeah, we went to Sydney on a vacation, because the hobbits went on a vacation together, as you do. And
I just want to see you guys piling onto an airplane.
But we actually took an elf along with us. We took Orlando, who plays Legolas, with us. So we had the hobbits and an elf.
Right.
And we went on the Star Wars set, and we hung out with the cast, which was great, but
what's it like on the Star Wars set?
Completely different, because our world in New Zealand was rugged and kind of dirty and messy, and, you know, it was this passionate kind of experience. Star Wars was, like, sterile and clean, and they were shooting digitally, and they had, like, editing stuff on set.
Right.
It was very strange. But we ended up hanging out with the cast, and they just thought we were this rogue group of people.
They thought you were strange?
Yeah, they did, because we referred to ourselves as hobbits again. And they were like, look, you know what? I'm not the princess of whatever world. I'm, you know, Natalie Portman.
Right.
And I'm like, well, so I'm Elijah, but I'm Frodo as well. So.
Right. I'm really a hobbit. I mean, do you think that if there had to be a fight, and I just love these kinds of questions, but let's say there was a fight between the hobbits and the Star Wars cast, what would happen?
You know what? I think that the hobbits would win. The Star Wars cast, they've got the lightsaber, slight advantage. We've got the Ring of Power. You know what I mean?
Lightsaber? Nothing beats a lightsaber.
Yeah, but we've got...
I've got this magical ring.
It's the magical Ring of Power.
Slice your head off.
We've got a bit more heart as well.
We have a clip here from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, cool.
What do we need to know to understand and appreciate?
I believe this is actually the first time that Frodo sees the Elvish of the Ring. It's the first time that we actually find out that it is indeed the Ring of Power.
Let's take a look at this clip.
Can you see anything?
Nothing. There's nothing. Wait. There are markings. It's some form of Elvish. I can't read it.
There are few who can. The language is that of Mordor, which I will not utter here.
Mordor?
In the common tongue, it says one ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, bite.
That's amazing that we were chatting during we were showing the clip, we were chatting, and I was just saying to you, what an amazing experience here. You're very young, and you're working with Ian McKellen, one of the great actors of all time.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, and to be able to call him a friend is even more incredible. Lovely guy.
I've heard that that already you're starting to have, like, celebrities give you their phone number and stuff, because you've got all this heat on you right now.
Oh, right.
People, is that true?
I've got a few, yeah. You know, Salma Hayek I've worked with, and Brooke Shields I've worked with. I have their phone numbers. Yeah, it's just
so weird, because they've been on my show many times.
Oh, they're great. They're wonderful.
And yet never a phone number.
I know. I'm sorry. I know, they're lovely. And
sometimes
and
I ask.
You're going to hate me even more because I don't call them. So I have them, but don't make use.
You're wasting it.
I know.
Yeah. If I asked one of them, it would be like, yeah, it's 555-1234.
So Brooke and Salma, I say hello.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
And before we go, I know you're really excited about your action figure.
All the toy. This is the coolest thing in the world. Hey, I'm a Star Wars geek from way back.
Look at this. You've got an action figure.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've... Look at this little guy.
I've arrived.
Yeah. I knew I had arrived when I got my action figure. I just knew that then, when they started selling these...
Can I have that? Because that's the coolest thing in the world.
You can't have this. It's the only one. Think anybody would make these? Well, that'll be a big seller.
Put it on eBay. You'll get thousands for it,
promise. Yes, I promise. Fantasy eBay, in my mind. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, I've never heard people talk about a film like this. It's going to be great.
It's
opens next Wednesday. Thanks so much for coming back, and congrats.
Thank you very much.
Really, good work. Elijah Wood, everybody. Rosario Dawson coming up. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.